Rafferty. It's now gone 9 minutes to nine. And Louis van Gaal has endured a miserable Christmas. His Man United side beaten 2-0 by Stoke City at the Britannia over the weekend. Afterwards, the Dutchman hinted he could walk away before he's sacked.
I have said already in former press conferences that it is not always like that, that the club has to fire or sack me. Sometimes I do it by myself.
And Kevin, there's no respite for the most under pressure manager in the Premier League.
No, Brian. United, they face Chelsea at home tonight, and after four straight defeats, they're on their worst run in 54 years, which is never good. But let's speak to the Sunday Times chief sports writer, David Walsh. David, good morning, first of all. We'll get straight to it. Defeat tonight, would that be the end of Louis van Gaal at Manchester United?
I'd be reluctant to be definitive because I don't think there's any great desire at Man United to sack him, and they can only sack him if they have a solution that they feel is better. Of course, Ryan Giggs could just walk into the position and be an interim manager until the end of the season, and maybe then, or maybe Jose Mourinho is available, but do Man United want Mourinho? And all the baggage that he comes with, although he's certainly proven himself a winning coach over the years. But then Van Gaal was a winning coach before he came to Manchester United, and he certainly doesn't look like he's going to win much, at least in the short term. So I think another defeat, and God knows the way United are playing at the moment, they could certainly lose this evening. Another defeat would worsen the situation and bring him ever closer to the brink. But who knows what's likely to happen. What is sure is that it's a bleak situation, and Louis van Gaal doesn't have any idea how he could turn this round.
Yeah, this morning, Michael Carrick, he says the players haven't given up on him. Do you believe him when he says that?
Kind of yes. I mean, I've seen Man United in four of their last five games live, and what I sense is that the players are trying, but they're not trying that hard. You know, it's like, yes, they're trying, but I don't see any desperation in the way they're playing. I don't see any of the old, we are Manchester United, we don't lose games, and now we've got to really up it. I think a lot of the players, you know, who are in the team now are not players who've grown up with Manchester United, are not players who understand what the club is about, but they feel suffocated by the expectation. And it's not a good mix, that's for sure. But I don't sense they've given up on him. But I don't sense that they're desperate to up the level of their performance and keep him in a job.
Yeah, you say the players feel maybe suffocated by the expectation. What about Van Gaal himself? As well as his bad results lately, you know, you've seen his standoff with the media. He really seems like a guy under pressure. What do you make of his behaviour recently?
I think there's an element of him being a broken man about this, because I remember I covered United's game at Watford, and they won 2-1. And I was looking at them that day, and people will say, what an idiot, you know, this guy, me. Because I looked at them against Watford, and I thought United looked like a team that could go on and win the league this year, because I thought they were a team that would, you know, not play great football, but could grind out results. I mean, you see Arsenal, you know the fragility they've got. Manchester City have a defence that leaks a lot of goals, and they're not consistent. And I felt at that point, United were in second place, they were a point off the top. They were, you know, to me, they were a team that really could provide those results. And suddenly it's all gone wrong. And I remember at the beginning of December, again, they're a point off the table. If they beat West Ham at home, they go top. They draw 0-0. And they do miss a number of chances, although West Ham had some chances that they missed. And Van Gaal said afterwards he wasn't the slightest bit worried, because we said, when this team starts to take its chances, we're going to win a lot of games and win them well.
Yeah.
And then they go to they go out to Wolfsburg in the Champions League, which is a really bad result for them. They go to Bournemouth, they get beaten, and then they come.
David,
I saw them at Norwich, and they just didn't create a chance.
Sure. David, we're just out of time, so we're going to have to leave it there, unfortunately. That game kicks off at 5:30 tonight. David Walsh, thanks very much.
Kevin, thank you. And as you all know, we always try to bring you just a touch of glamour on